Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Breaking news on The Fan, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Vans. Find out how far an extra mile really goes, and a sad, sad way to start out this hour of the show. Tom Silverstein of the Green Bay Press-Gazette, Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel, just tweeted out very sad news. Just heard from two sources that former Packers GM Ted Thompson died last night. He had just turned 68 on January 17th. And, you know, look... Ted came under fire numerous times on sports talk radio towards the end of his career in Green Bay. Health wasn't all the best by the end of his career in Green Bay as well. But at the end of the day, Gary, Ted Thompson did win a Super Bowl as general manager of the Green Bay Packers.
Excuse me. Yeah. get out of my thoughts. It just happened right in the commercial break. It's tough loss for the Packer family. Gave us its all. It's just shocking. Because we really didn't know how bad off he really was. I know Leroy and I, we went to his induction to the Packer Hall of Fame in Green Bay, and it was a great ceremony. And they send him off right. But listen, for me, more positive than negatives, as far as I'm concerned.
Leroy?
Well, I think it was a game changer to me when he came in with Mike Sherman. He was hired by Bob. He was kind of a Ron Wolf guy to draft and development. Your team must be good 5 years from now. And he put together a plan to do that. And obviously one of his signature drafts have to be Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers when you get into the Hall of Fame, we'll probably mention Ted Thompson. I mean, Ted just believed, I want my team to be good in the future. I don't want to be like Tampa's going to be, like the Saints are going to be, and some of these other franchises. They go all in, but if you're terrible, I don't want to be Jacksonville. I don't want to be Cleveland. No. In my mind, I want to draft players who are athletic and play multiple positions, and we're going to be good in the future. And that's why they benefited in Super Bowl 45, because a lot of those draft picks, the Nick Collins types, the Greg Jennings, Aaron Rodgers, Jordy Nelson, you know, all these guys started to mature, and that was his plan. And not to mention three or four GMs and other GMs who was under his tree that were getting jobs. I can think of three of them easily, Snyder's one of them. You know, Dorsey, all these guys, McKenzie, you know, even Elliot Wolf, you know, is out there circulating. He'll be a GM. All those guys learned under Ted. Now, when you go out on your own, you do what you want, of course, and he's always told them that. But he was so important to this franchise because, remember, after Super Bowl 31, you think, and then Super Bowl 32, okay, we can keep winning, and you were winning, but you come in, you fire Mike Sherman, who was one of my favorite coaches because he was GM and coach, and now you're taking over, and then you bring in Mike McCarthy, a guy that a lot of people didn't know, or they didn't know if he would be a good head coach. But he said, no, he's my guy. He's my guy. And we saw him at the combine a few times, and he was doing it on his own. He was doing it on his own. So to me, his legacy is by far a game changer with the Packers, because if it wasn't for his vision and being good now and 5 years apart, would be great. And I think he'll be considered for the Hall of Fame in the future. His family will be able to rejoice in that. Private guy, doesn't tweet, doesn't get headlines, meet with the media once or twice a year. That's it. And he goes back because it ain't about him. It's about the G and the players. And I respect that. And my condolences to his family and his way of thinking. Whether you agree with it or not, is the only reason why we could say Super Bowl champion to a lot of guys on this current team.
All right, let's get the thoughts of our Green and Gold insider, Ryan Wood.
Do you want to know what's going on at 1265 Lombardi Avenue? What's next for the Pack? Let's check in with our Green and Gold insider, Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Brought to you by Thomas Morola Law Offices. Divorce, child custody, and other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Morola. Online at morolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800.
Ryan Wood joins us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider is hiring drivers right now. For more info, call him 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. Ryan Wood, this news coming from Tom Silverstein while we were in the last break there. So I guess we all kind of find out at the same time. You've heard Gary LeRoy. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I just found out 10 minutes ago myself from Tom. And let's just call it what it is. Ted Thompson is the reason why the Packers are in this game this week. He's the reason for just about every positive Packers memory that you've had over the last 15 years. Because 2005, Ted Thompson did something that he was ridiculed for in the fan base. He was just it was a bombshell decision. He drafted Aaron Rodgers when he had Brett Favre, and he aligned this franchise up for 15 years of almost unparalleled success, a Super Bowl, five conference championship games now with Aaron Rodgers. Another with 2007 with Brett Favre still, that all came under that wheel was set in motion with Ted Thompson, and I understand that by the end, in some ways rightly so with Ted Thompson's patience and really reluctance to dabble into free agency, that there were some frustrations from the fan base, but those frustrations are extremely small potatoes to the very real fact that he's the reason why this team is on the doorstep of the Super Bowl yet again, because of that one decision, as seismic as it was, it set up and aligned everything for the 15 years to follow.
All right, Ryan. So we have to talk about this game, obviously, because this is the last day we're going to get you on here before the end of the week. So I don't really want to get too much into this Ted Thompson thing. But one more thing here on Ted. LeRoy had brought it up, and the potential for a Pro Football Hall of Fame berth for Ted Thompson. Your thoughts on that?
I'd have to look into it more rigorously than off the top of my head. I mean, there's standards and there's very real, you know, there's qualifications. I mean, there's precedents that are put into place. And so it's hard for me to say where he would fall without that. Ron Wolf did get the two Super Bowls, won one obviously had an extraordinarily successful career before coming to Green Bay. Ted Thompson, though, every Packers fan should be thankful that Ted Thompson was the general manager. I mean, wherever you fall in line, especially late in his tenure, any frustration you had, at the end of the day, there should be nothing but great thanks for the fact that he was the GM, and especially in right time, right place. A guy like that who was able to withstand the criticism to make the right call when everyone else thought he should go the other way. It's the definition of a franchise-changing decision, and he fell on the right side of that coin.
Well, let's stay with that theme for a minute with Ted Thompson and think about a Ted guy, Tremont Williams, adding him into this locker room and the meeting rooms, a guy with experience, a guy that went on the Super Bowl run in 45, and just a great guy. But how do you think about that signing?
Well, he hasn't signed yet, to my knowledge. To my knowledge, he's only come in and for a visit. But the expectation.
What do you think about the visit? What do you think? About
expectation is that if all goes well with the visit, that you don't bring a guy in this COVID-19 environment in for a visit if it's not very, very serious that you're thinking about signing him. So, I guess the word that comes to mind is storybook. I mean, here this team is with its best chance to go back to the Super Bowl since 2010, and it just kind of feels with what Tremont Williams has meant to this team over the past decade, and he hasn't spent the entire decade here, obviously, but go look at the last time they made the Super Bowl run. Who made the defining play in that divisional round game in Atlanta? It was Tremont Williams. He was huge to that run, and can you imagine if he does find the field? And this could be a special teams play as well. I mean, let's not discount the value that he might be able to bring on special teams, but can you imagine if he makes a big play? And here's the thing, he knows Mike Pettine's playbook, not only because he's played here with the Packers with Mike Pettine. He played a couple years in Cleveland when Mike Pettine was the head coach of the Browns. He was there in Cleveland with Mike Pettine, so he knows Mike Pettine's defense very, very well. I don't know what kind of role he'll have, but I don't think that a learning curve will be any kind of impediment for him. He's going to know the playbook. So, I don't know. It's kind of a storybook, almost like a Team of Destiny type feel. Of course, Tremont Williams, if they do get over the hump finally for the first time in a decade, Tremont Williams probably should be on that roster.
No, I would agree with you wholeheartedly on that. It's going to be, I think, a big challenge, though. If you look at the last game that they played, and we talked a little bit about this with Tom. What's Tom's last name, Steve?
Kresnicki.
That's close enough.
They blitz Rodgers a lot the last time they played. And Rodgers seemed very unsettled. I guess my question would be, does Rodgers learn from what he saw the last time?
Well, he certainly learns. You know, they blitz everyone a lot. That's Todd Bowles. Todd Bowles brings the pressure, and one of the things that's really, it's almost unique to him and his scheme, is that he really incorporates that second level, those inside linebackers. Devin White had 9 sacks. That's a remarkable number for a guy that plays off the line of scrimmage. 9 sacks this season for Devin White. He had a sack in that Week 6 game. Levante David had a sack and a half in that Week 6 game. That's 2.5 sacks from your inside linebackers. Those two guys wrecked the game in Week 6. And that's really the challenge. Last week, the challenge was Aaron Donald. It all started and stopped with Aaron Donald neutralizing him. They did. They shut him out. No sacks, no quarterback hits. This week, The Bucs have got a lot of talent in that defensive front. Don't get me wrong. Ndamukong Suh, very fine interior defensive lineman. Jason Pierre-Paul, Shaquille Barrett, very, very good edge rushers. But the challenge this week is those pair of second-team All-Pro inside linebackers. What Todd Bowles does with them, their speed, it was too much for the Packers in Week 6, and so it's going to be a real challenge they're going to have to match up with.
Ryan, what about the tight end position? Gronkowski, Cameron Brate. We know the Packers' history of covering tight ends and so forth. Gronkowski beat up the Packers the last time. Cameron Brate looked really good in the last game for the Buccaneers. Any concern there?
There's concern because you're right. That's, you know, Jair Alexander took out Mike Evans. That wasn't an issue. You know, I imagine that he'll draw that assignment again. The issue week six was Gronk in the middle of the field against these inside linebackers and safeties. You know, when you look at the Packers' defense, though, especially since week six, where has it grown the most? It's probably at inside linebacker and safety. I mean, second half of the season, Darnell Savage Jr. and Adrian Amos were playing at an extremely high level. And Chris Barnes' continued maturation throughout his rookie year, Matt LaFleur can't rave about the kid enough. Behind them, they've got some depth. And Christian Kirksey, he's played fairly well in coverage late in the season. And obviously, Kamal Martin has been promising at times. The second level there in the back end have really probably been the most improved areas of this defense. And I think it's going to be really interesting to see now how they match up against Gronk.
Prediction for the game, Ryan Wood.
Yeah, I felt this way for a few weeks as I've taken kind of inventory of the NFC and looked around who are the other contenders. I don't see the team that's keeping the Packers from the Super Bowl. And I felt that way for a few weeks now. It's not something I've just arrived to this week. I have thought that the Bucs are the most difficult matchup for the Packers because of that defensive front, because Tom Brady, if there's a quarterback that's not going to be daunted by the cold, it's going to be Tom Brady. He spent his entire career playing in January in Foxborough. At the end of the day, though, I think the Packers are the better team. And I get 38-10, but that was such a fluky game. It turned on two interceptions. Packers had a 10-point lead. I think the Packers are the better team. I think they're going to go to the Super Bowl. I'll say 31-24.
31-24, the prediction by Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette.
Right,
follow him
Woody
on Twitter, @ByRyanWood. Thank you so much, Ryan. Have a good weekend.
Hey, enjoy the game.
You bet. You
all
take
right,
care. There he is, Ryan Wood on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider's hiring drivers right now. For more info, call him, 800-44-PRIDE, or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 800-44-PRIDE, or go to SchneiderJobs.com. All right, so again, breaking news there before the top of the hour. Ted Thompson, according to reports, passing away last night at the age of 68. Tom Silverstein, the first to put it out there on social media. We can talk about that a little bit more. Coming up on the other side, how will you remember Ted Thompson? The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.